in a broad sense, does this signal to you that power is shifting from employers to employees, or at least the workers feel that way?
It is shifting that way, yes. Workers realize all the heavy cuts are over. We've got a skeleton crew here that's getting things done, and A, there's not likely going to be many more cuts, if any more at all, and B, I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of new jobs created here either. So there's that sense of stability, but there's a lot of question marks around what's next.
Almost half of the people in this survey said they plan to explore new job options when the market picks up. So are we all just sick of our current jobs? We've had enough?
No, that's the part of this study, which is really, really fascinating. 78% of folks that were surveyed feel inspired every day at work. Not just satisfied or it's okay, inspired. That's a pretty powerful word. 74% are proud to work for their company. 65% believe their company shares their same values. So we're seeing this pattern of people really feeling a level of commitment to their current employer that we really haven't seen for years, 3 or 4 years.
The data also indicate 1 in 5 of us willing to take a cut in benefits to keep a job. Just 1 in 5, and then only 1 in 10 a demotion. That seems like a real shift to me. We're just not willing to take it whatever anymore.
I think you're right. I love that. We're not willing to take it anymore. It's as if we're starting to come to this realization of how important we are in our organizations, but we also realize, hey, I'm more valuable than they may realize, and if they try and make me take a pay cut, I can find the same thing somewhere else. And that's something also that's been a trend over the last couple of years. We've seen more job openings happen in companies. People are hopping. So there's this realization that, you know, I can find something just as good down the street. I can't necessarily find something better. And that's what we're also seeing in that 45% of folks that would look for something else. There's no job creation going on yet, not in a really big way. And so I think people are holding out for their next big opportunity.
They broke it down by industry in some cases, and finance and accounting employees, and maybe this isn't surprising, said they feel left behind in their careers because of the poor economy. If you're feeling that way, if you feel like you've been left behind, what are some quick things you can do to get back on track?
There are really two quick things you can do. Look at it from maybe an industry perspective. Is it because of the industry I'm in? So for example, if you were in finance and accounting in the housing or home building industry, well, gosh, that's probably why you're feeling left behind, because that industry's taken such a hit. So look to shift to another industry. Second thing you can do is sharpen your saw. Go back to school or go back for certificates or accreditation to help move you to a better position. So then you can leverage that into bigger opportunities.
That's Brandon Smith, who comes by most weeks to talk about working and careers. Thank you.
Joshua, my pleasure.